Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning, everyone. The sun is out. It's cold. Yes, it's cold, but the sun is out, which means things look beautiful. And that's the way it should be as we head into a new season. Happy New Year. Belatedly to all of your listeners out there. Bill Steinbach is behind the glass, and he will be taking your calls. Just call him Pomp Jr. That would make me senior, I guess. Say hello, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. You look well. Well, Happy New Year to you, too. You can call us and get things rolling here at 412-928-9370. We have a lot to get into today, and we'll talk, I'm sure, a lot about the NFL playoffs. It's Wild Card Weekend, and all eyes will be on certain games in the AFC. The Steelers looking to find an opponent for next week, although they know that they will have one of three to choose from, and they've played all three this year, so that makes it a little bit easier. Mike Tomlin went back to practice this week and employed sort of a training camp approach. 2 days in a row with pads. They were serious practices. There were no trips to Dave and Buster's, no bowling, no going out and having fun on the last day when you have a bye week. No. It's all work, and he knows what's at hand here as the Steelers take a 13-3 record into the postseason. Who will they play? Like I said, it depends on the outcomes today. If Kansas City should win, if Jacksonville should win, then it's going to be Jacksonville coming to Pittsburgh. That's a 1 o'clock game next Sunday on KDKA-TV. We have a Steelers pep rally, by the way, the night before. That'll be at Stage AE beginning at 6 p.m. And that'll be a very interesting. We'll also do some live television from there as well. But if it holds true, if it's all chalk today and tomorrow, then you're going to get Jacksonville. If there's a loss by one of these teams, if Jacksonville, say, loses, and I don't see that happening. If Kansas City loses, I don't see that happening. But if they do, then it changes things around a little bit, and Tennessee could be coming to Pittsburgh. So there's a lot going on. We'll find out more as this weekend progresses. Steelers, though, once again, and dealing with a controversy this past week with Todd Haley. Although that thing seemed to go away rather quickly, there was an incident. Tequila Cowboy, he and his wife got involved. Somehow, even though the police say that there was no injury to Todd Haley, he suffered a, what Ed Bouchette termed a shattered pelvis in that ordeal, whatever it was. And I'm not so sure what that means. Because he was at the facility, walking around, looked fine. I don't know how you walk with a shattered pelvis, but apparently there you can. And hopefully he's all right. He'll be calling the plays. He's in the final year of a contract. This is a big postseason for Todd Haley as well, as the Steelers have plenty to play for. And that window is still very much wide open. Even with New England holding the number one seed, I think the Steelers feel pretty good about beating them if they have another chance to get at them. Although it's easier said than done. I felt they beat him here the last time. We've gone on and on about that thing. But since that time, there's an interesting report out of ESPN regarding the threesome that is Brady, Belichick, and Kraft, and how there could be some sort of fracturing of this relationship. Yesterday, New England was quick to come out and put that to rest with a statement from all three of those guys saying this is extremely inaccurate, does not at all portray what's going on with the New England Patriots, whatever. You can believe that. You can believe the report. I did, however, find it very interesting that when these trades happened, I was scratching my head. I remember on this show after Garoppolo was traded for a second-round pick, I'm saying, what in the world is Bill Belichick doing up there? He has total control over this. And it didn't make sense to me that you would have two very good backups in Jacoby Brissett, who he traded for a a wide receiver who's not even worth trading for, in my opinion, and Garoppolo for a second-round pick, which is what they used to get him. Why would Belichick, the so-called genius, do that? Didn't make sense to me. Still doesn't make sense to me. Although, given the report of ESPN, it sort of adds up that Bill Belichick is a guy who is aware of legacies. He knows what his is. He believes he's the reason New England is doing what it's doing. Many will tell you it's because of Tom Brady. Some will tell you it's because of both. But he's aware of his own legacy. He's the guy who's made that franchise what it is. And if he feels that the owner, Robert Kraft, had to pick a side and he picked Brady, Belichick could have done all this knowing full well that when someone asks eventually or finds out that it was Belichick's idea. He was told to trade Garoppolo, and he decided, okay, fine. If you want to trade him, I'll get rid of him. And we got a second-round pick for him. That's all they get. Didn't make sense. Still doesn't make sense. Jimmy Garoppolo has won every game he started in San Francisco. There were a lot of teams that could have used a guy like that. And you're thinking with a 40-year-old quarterback like Tom Brady, who's still in very good shape, no doubt. He led the NFL in passing again this year. He was sacked, by the way, more than double compared to last year. 32 sacks this year. He's only sacked 15 times last year. So he's taken a hit despite his age, and he keeps on doing his thing. He wants to play until he's 45. I saw a couple of reports that said he wants to play until he's 50. Really? But if he does, and if he's healthy, there's no reason to think he can't keep playing at a pretty high level, at least for the next couple of years. But Belichick brought in Garoppolo because he saw at some point an end of Tom Brady just because of age. And he felt he had to get a backup quarterback and groom the backup quarterback and prove, because of his legacy, that he's the guy in charge of everything that's going on. That I can groom another quarterback. That I can bring in a Jacoby Brissett as a good back. That I've done all that. Those are two good draft picks. They really were. And he traded both away. Didn't make sense. Still doesn't make sense. But it might explain what's going on in New England. They deny it all. We'll see if it has an issue. You know, nobody has handled issues better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are a team that it seems every week has had some sort of drama to deal with. And I say that's a reflection of how good a coach Mike Tomlin is, that none of these things have become to the point where it's affected their play on the field. 13-3, it's a bottom line business. The bottom line is, that's what it is, 13-3. Therefore, credit Mike Tomlin for keeping everything on the field where it needs to be and all this other stuff. People deal with it, they've dealt with it, and boy, have there been a lot of distractions. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You can also tweet me at KD Pomp, P-O-M-P. We're on the air until 11 o'clock today, and then we have Panther Preview with Andrew Filippone and Julius Page, and Pitt will be at Virginia Tech today trying to get a win. They're 0-2 after a loss at Louisville the other night, a loss which got more attention for Kevin Stallings than any game I think he's coached since he's been here. Not because of what happened on the floor, but what happened with a chirping fan behind him and his response to it. Somebody got on him as he was leaving the court once, and then he reiterated twice. He said, hey, at least we don't pay our players $100,000 like you guys do. So how do you feel about that? I kind of chuckled when I first heard it because it's the truth. They're under FBI investigation for a lot of things. Prostitutes being involved with recruits, paying players, all these sorts of things. Should he have done it? Probably no. Did I laugh? Yes. I mean, he's frustrated. You know, as a coach, you got to kind of keep things under control, though. You can't engage with fans. I get that. But I thought it was a pretty funny comment, to be honest. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. We'll also get into the Penguins and their win last night. And boy, they were as flat as you can be the other night against Carolina, which made me tweet out a few times, and I'm going to continue to say this. I think the league has caught up to the Penguins when it comes to speed. I think the Penguins have kind of offered up a blueprint 2 years ago for what it took to win a Stanley Cup. You don't need to be that rough and tumble team. You have to be fast. You have to roll four lines. You have to do all that kind of stuff. I think they set the blueprint in motion for other teams to follow. And now other teams have gotten faster. They've drafted younger, faster. You don't have to be as big as you once were. It helps if you can do all of that. But if you can get to the puck and work the boards like a lot of younger people have done, and you look at Carolina's, they got some really good young players led by Jeff Skinner on that team. Sebastian Aho is a really good player that they have. And others who are, you know, comprising a team that rolls four lines, that plays very well. They choked off the Penguins before the Penguins got out of their own zone. And that's what you have to do to the Penguins. That's what the Penguins have to do to other teams. But I think you're seeing that there are a lot of good teams around the NHL built on speed, built on four lines, built on win puck battles and corners. The Penguins responded nicely last night in the Barclays Center because the Islanders were struggling. And it could have easily been two struggling teams and they allow that one to get off the mat. Well, no, they didn't. They came out, they played well, led by Tristan Jarry in goal. And as I said in my update, I have a Twitter poll out there. It's at KDPomp, P-O-M-P. I go with Tristan Jarry tomorrow in goal against the Boston Bruins. Then they have a bye week. I just think he's coming off a shutout. He's played very well. His goals against is up or lowered now, and his save percentage is up to .928. He's been really confident in goal coming off an injury in that last game that he played. And he looked terrific last night. He made some really key saves early in the hockey game, which could have changed the direction of that game. For that, I gave him my number one star. Who would you go with? Would you go with Murray or would you go with Jarry? I go Jarry tomorrow. Both are very important, and by no means am I suggesting there's a goaltender controversy. People like controversies. There is none here. It's good to have two. That's what led them last year to a Stanley Cup opportunity, to have two quality goaltenders so that you can use either one whenever you can. Mike Sullivan, I think, has to reward a shutout, and I think he'll go back to Tristan Jarry. It's good to have competition. There is no controversy. Matt Murray's still my number one guy, but when this guy's playing well, you got to ride him a little bit. It's a long season, and I think you've seen the importance of two. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. Our show is brought to you by Number One Cochrane, where you can always go one better. And brought to you by Allegheny Health Network. It's health for all at AHN. We'll take a break, come back with your phone calls on until 11 o'clock, so the board is wide open. If you have an opinion, call me right now. 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show. We are live right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.